Praise God. Talked about it in Sunday school class today. Amen. He is a healer. He is a healer. Praise God. Book of Acts, if you would, chapter 27 is where we'll begin reading. Acts chapter 27. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you have lived a dangerous life? By that, you've done things that should have killed you. You know? That's right. I grew up with two brothers. Should have killed me, but I'm a stronger man than that. Wouldn't let them get me down. Though, you've been through things, you said, man, it's a wonder I'm alive today. Have you ever stopped and looked at yourself and said, it's a wonder that I'm alive today? When you've been through all that you've been through, and you look at your life and say, I can't believe I'm alive. Amen. But it's only by the grace of God that we're here today, right? It's only by the grace of the Lord that you're here in this service today so that you could be here to let God work in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You think of all the things, crazy stuff that you've done, and you think, my, you might think of all the fun times that you had. I shouldn't be here. I should have been killed a long time ago. Maybe it was the neighborhood you grew up in, or maybe it was maybe you've been in the military and you've been in war, or been in some dangerous situations, and it's a miracle that you survived and you came out of that. Amen. It's a miracle that you're here today. Every one of us. Every one of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so if you look at Acts chapter 27, I'm going to show you another man that it's a miracle that he lived. Amen. Paul. How many of you'd want to go on a boat ride with Paul? Not me. Ever, you know those people that every time they get on a boat, it sinks? Do you want to get on a boat with them? I don't think so. That's the way it was with Paul. It seemed like, man, he had so many shipwrecks in his life. Kind of like, you know, Paul, I think I'll take the next one. I'll take the next one. But let's look at Acts chapter 27. Begin reading with me there in around 39. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with the shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast, and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Hold your finger right there. Amen. Notice that some of them made it in by swimming, some of them by boards, some of them on pieces of the ship. Just however they could make it, they tried to make it to safety. They tried to make it to the shore. Just however you could do it, whatever it took to save your life. Chapter 28 and verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Man, wasn't that he was a god? Amen. But he served a god, right? Praise God. He served the God. Praise the Lord. Paul, I'm telling you what a day. You know? You ever had a bad day? Paul had a bad day. You ever had a bad day, Brother Eric? Amen. You ever had one of those? Yeah. Though, if you've had a bad day, you know what I'm talking about. But man, this guy, his day, he almost lost his life twice in one day. And I'm sure he was glad to see the sunrise another day, you know? He was probably glad to say, wow, that day's passed. I was shipwrecked, and I barely got myself to safety. Man, I'm swimming and on a board or whatever, however I could do it. If I was Paul, before I got another ship, I'd learn how to swim for sure. But he survived the shipwreck, and then he gets onto the shore, and they build a fire, and he's getting some sticks and throwing them on the fire, and a snake comes out, a venomous beast it is called, and probably something that these people of that geographical location, they knew that it was a dangerous snake that bit him on the hand, and he shakes it off into the fire, and they're thinking, all right, about this time he should start swelling up here. He should start swelling any moment. Okay, he ought to be falling down dead suddenly. This should be happening right now, and it didn't happen. They could not believe that this man that had just been bitten by a snake didn't die. He did not die. Man, do you ever feel like, amen, that you should have been dead by now? You ever felt like if that with all that you've been through, that it's a wonder that you're here today? That it's a wonder that you're here right now in this service, right now today? Can I tell you, it is the grace of God that you're here right now today. It has been a miracle after miracle after miracle that you have survived accident, that you have avoided death, that you have survived the catastrophes and the disasters of life. Amen. That you would be in this place at this appointed hour right now today. It is by God's grace and the miracle of God that you're here today. Every one of us, we probably should have been dead by now. We should have been dead. Amen. I always get tickled at my father-in-law because he always asks people, are they dead? Are they dead? You know, I'm like, why not ask, are they still alive? But he always asks, are they dead? Are they dead? Well, you know what? If you look at your life, you should have been dead. The miracle is that you are still alive today and that you're here in this place. But I believe that God brought you to this appointed hour, to this time, for this purpose, for this moment, that God could do something in your life, that you don't have to leave here like you came. Amen. But you can experience a change in your life today, right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Paul, you look at it. The ship is destroyed. The ship is destroyed. It was breaking into pieces. These men were saving themselves by floating in on boards and pieces of the ship. The ship was totally destroyed, but they made it to safety. Paul, somehow, Paul survived. Amen. You look back over your life and there are areas of your life, amen, that has been nothing but destruction, and where your life surely has been destroyed and you escaped by the grace of God. When you look back, you say, I should not have escaped that situation, that time in my life. I should not have escaped. I should have been destroyed. Maybe there was an accident in your past. So I should have been gone. I should have been taken from life. I should have been taken from this life at that very moment. But somehow you survived. Maybe it was not even death that you survived, but maybe it was some other disaster or something event that happened in your life that should have caused you to bring your life to an end, but yet you survived and you are here today by the grace of God. I believe it's because God has got his hand on your life for this moment. It should have killed you, but somehow you have survived and you're here today. Amen. Paul, here he is putting sticks on a fire. The snake comes out and bites him on the hand. It should have killed him. It should have killed him. But God had a purpose and God had a plan for Paul. Amen. And he somehow, miraculously, he survived. Amen. What you've been through in your life, it probably should have killed you. Amen. There's other people that probably have given up hope. Other people that has resigned themselves to a life of horrible disaster. But somehow you chose, and by the grace of God, you have survived, and you're here today. It should have killed you. Snake bit. I've never been bit by a snake. I'm thankful for that. Man, we was talking with Brother Joe and Brother Steve the other day. The best snake is a dead snake. That is, the best snake is a dead snake. Man, I don't even like an earthworm that's moving. Amen. It's too much like a snake. Just go ahead and just kill it. It might somehow evolve into a snake. Kill it. It looks like one. It moves like one. It acts like one. Go ahead and kill it. Yeah. I hate snakes. I've never been bit by one because I won't get close enough to one if I can help it to let him get a chance at it. That is for sure. But here, Paul, while he is doing this, he is bit by a snake. I don't know if you've ever been bit by a snake. Has anybody ever been bit by a snake? Sister Ellis, bless your heart, you should have been killed. Wow. Sister Ellis, bit by a snake. Man, that's a story to tell. I'll have to get it from her after church, find out how that came about. That she had to happen down in southern Illinois somewhere probably, right? Oh, my goodness, that's too close. That's just down the road. I hope you killed that thing after it bit you. Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, to be bitten by a snake, maybe you, okay, the other 99% of us have not been bitten by a snake, but there has been times we have been snake bit. No, it's not been by an actual snake, but it's by the events of our life that have poisoned us. Those events of our life that should have killed us. Those things of our life that should have destroyed us. Where the venom of bitterness was placed into our veins. Or the venom of hatred was placed in our veins. Amen. And it should have killed us. Amen. But yet you are still here today by the grace of God. Maybe whatever your snake was that rose up to bite you, that should have killed you, by the grace of God, somehow you have survived and you are here today. Can I tell you, it is the grace of God, it is the purpose of God that you have survived the snake bites of life and that you are going on in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's only by his grace. Amen. Some of you, man, you live in a snake pit. You've been bitten so many times. You've been bitten by snakes of life, all the disasters and catastrophes. Hey, man, you've been through sickness. You've been through divorce. You've been through bitter battles with your family or situations in your home that should have destroyed you, but somehow you're here today by the grace of God. Amen. When you felt like giving up, when you felt like walking away, when you felt like surrendering, amen, it was the grace of God, amen, that you are here today. Some of you were bitten by the snake bite of sin, amen, and you needed deliverance and you needed the help of God, amen, and it's a wonder that sin did not destroy you before this day, but you're here right now, amen, and maybe it's for an opportunity that God could give you forgiveness of sin in your life, amen, and heal your soul today. Amen. It's by the grace of God. You should have been dead. It should have killed you. Amen. It wasn't. He was bit by a snake. And I want you to notice Paul. Amen. The Bible says he shook it off. He shook it off into the fire. And there's some things that you need to shake off. You need to shake it off. Paul did not give it any mind. He shook it off into the fire. Amen. There's some things in your past that today that you need to shake it off. Amen. God's brought you to this day, to this. God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. Paul was not destined to die on some isolated shore somewhere of an ocean. Paul was not designed, and was his purpose of life, amen, was not to die by being bitten by a snake in the middle of no man's land. But Paul had a purpose and a plan of God upon his life to go before Caesar, amen, and a shipwreck was not going to prevent it, amen, a snake bite was not going to prevent it. Let me tell you, God has a plan for you and a purpose for you, and that's why you're right here when you should have been dead, when you should have been killed, amen, when you should have gave up all hope, when you should have surrendered, when you should have lost your mind, when you should have been crazy, amen, but somehow the grace of God has brought you here for another day, for another moment in time, amen. Don't let it destroy you, but shake it off and realize that God has got a purpose for your life, amen. God's got a plan for your life today. He's not done with you, amen. Some of you need to shake off the bitterness. Amen. Some of you need to shake off. You say, well, you don't understand what they did to me. Shake it off. Amen. And keep moving forward. Amen. And let God deal with the past. And you go on and move into the future for what God has. Some of you need to shake off the bitterness. Amen. And say, look, I don't care what they said. I don't care what they've done. I'm moving forward. Amen. You need to shake it off. Amen. And say, I know God has a plan for my life. And I'm not going to let what somebody said about me destroy me. I'm not going to let what I've been through in my past destroy me. I'm not going to let a broken home, a broken life, amen, destroy me, but I'm going to shake it off and find what God has for my life. Amen. Praise God. God's got a purpose for you. Amen. You need to shake off. Amen. Shake off. Amen. What Satan's trying to destroy you with today. Amen. Maybe it's sin in your life. I mean, you know, sin will destroy you. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Sin is a destructive force. If you have sin in your life today, amen, you need to shake it off. Amen, you need to come to Jesus. Amen, and you need to walk away from your sin. You need to come to Jesus. Amen, find forgiveness. Amen, and walk away from the past. Amen, that which should kill you. Amen, that which should kill you. Amen. Can I tell you that all of you, every one of us, amen, sin should have killed us. Sin should have killed us. And we're only here by the grace of God that one day, amen, God forgave me. And one day God saved my soul. And one day God washed me and made me clean. Thank God that now, today, I can stand here and say, amen, that I'm clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sin should have killed me. Amen. But by the grace of God, He saved me and brought me out. Amen. And that's where you're at this morning. Amen. It's by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. You look at your life right now, then you're kind of like those barbarous people that's looking at Paul. You look at your life and you're amazed. You're amazed. Let me tell you, it's not that you're invincible. Okay? Don't go get a cape just yet and think you're a superhero, okay, and name yourself Mr. Invincible. Be our Mrs. Invincible, because that's not the case. Amen. The reason why you're here today and the reason why you've escaped is because that God wants to work in your life today. God has a purpose for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. You're here today by the grace of God. Would you stand with me? I want to give you an opportunity to pray today, because I feel like God brought you to this point, this place, right now. You're here today in Bethel Chapel. It did not surprise God to see you here today. It didn't surprise God to see you here today. But it's by the hand and grace of God that you are here right now to let God work in your life. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed right now, can I ask you, if you be honest with yourself, just say, it's a miracle that I'm here today.
Hallelujah.
It's a miracle I'm here today.
Oh, glory.
I can recount so many instances, Brother David, in my life, amen, that I should have been dead.
Hallelujah.
Whether it was sin or what it was, but I should have been dead.
Hallelujah.
But it's the grace of God. You're here right now.
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to know what God's purpose is? That he has saved you from so much and brought you through so much.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wouldn't you want to know what his purpose is for your life?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Dear Lord, I ask you, God, while our heads are bowed and we're praying and seeking the Lord, God, that you would deal with somebody's heart this morning. God, we don't even know how many times you've spared us. God, I know of instances, Lord, in my own life where you've spared my life, where I felt like you spared my life. But God, I'm sure I do not even know of all the times, God, that it is by your grace that I survived, that I made it another day. And God, I know, Lord Jesus, there's someone here today. God, they're here for the purpose that you have right now in their life, that you want to work in their life. What they've been through should have killed them. God, what they've been through should have destroyed them. But somehow they survived to be in this service today so that you can work in their life right now. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed, and I want to ask you, man, if you feel like you're here today and it's only by God's grace, you need to know what God's purpose is for your life. Amen. I want you to slip your hand up and say, Brother David, sin should have killed me a long time ago. But maybe I'm here today for this moment that I can find forgiveness in my heart. I've been through so much, and now today I'm ready to shake it off. And I'm ready to move forward to see what God has for me. I'm ready for God to work in my life. Is there one that'll just slip your hand up? Just slip your hand up, put it down, and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Is there another? Just put your hand up, put it down, and let me pray with you today. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to do that, not at all. Amen, but I do want to pray for you and believe before you leave this place today. It's only by God's grace. Only by God's grace that you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, we're going to open the altar up. Amen, I want you to come. Bethel Chapel, I'm church, I want you to come. Those that lifted your hand, I want you to come. We're going to kneel right here in the front of the church. Amen, we're going to pray together, every one of us. Amen, I want to invite you to come. Amen, would you come right now, church? Would you step out? Amen, those that lifted your hand, come with us. Amen, feel free to pray right here at the altar. Amen, just find you a place to pray right here. Amen, let God begin to work in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, not through with you. He's got the work only you can do. Oh, don't fall for Satan. Nothing's still on your life. Oh,
got to work. failure in the eye.